Hello, my name is Ed Frawley. This is a question that came in to Learburg through the Ask Cindy portion of Learburg.com. This is a good question that comes into the Ask Cindy. And it's not from a dog trainer. It's about a guy that likes riding a bicycle, and they ride it out in the country or in a built-up area, and they get chased by dogs and they want to know what to do. So there are some good ideas here. But first I'm going to read you the question. Hello, is there any advice on what to do when riding through countryside or anywhere and having dogs start to chase the bike other than to stop? But some dogs are really scary and huge, and some are very aggressive. That's true. And for people that aren't dog people, that can scare the hell out of them, especially a big dog. I mean, if it's really bad, if they're nipping at you, you better stop and get that bike between you and the dog. That wasn't in Cindy's answer. Cindy said, this is a tough issue, but one of our good friends, who's a long-distance cyclist, carries a used helmet on his bike that's tethered to the bike. And when he's pedaling and a dog comes out, he'll take it and he'll fling it at the bike and then reel it back in. He said, and the fact is that most of the time, dogs are not prepared. They've not seen people actually take an aggressive move to them. And I'll digress here a little bit to reactive dogs, that if you're walking in the park and you have a reactive dog or a loose dog and you're walking anywhere and that dog's getting aggressive to you, you don't turn and run away. You face off with that dog and you scream and holler at that dog, get out of here, and take a step to it. 99% of the dogs out there are going to run. You can go on YouTube and see a lot of people that are getting the snot bit out of them, that doing that would not work. Usually it's with pit bulls. And I'm probably going to have all the pit bulls owners in the world write me nasty letters, but you got to face it, that's what it is. So Cindy goes on to say, most dogs don't expect any opposition at all. And our friend said that once he did that, many of the dogs would never chase him again. They see him coming, they recognize him, and they leave him alone. So he said, our friend said, you may need to whack him once or twice with that helmet. Most of the dogs are gonna scoot and go. But Cindy brings up, we also sell a product, and we sell a lot of these. They're called a Hike and Strike. It's a walking stick that is an extendable walking stick, so it comes down to a short size, and it has a button on it, and it has batteries in it, and it kind of works like a stun gun. It has a real loud snapping sound, and I will tell you, 99.99% of the dogs out there aren't going to hang around for that. So it's not illegal in every state, but it's legal in most states. So you can go to our website, we'll put it at the end of this video, and you can look up in your state if it is legal. But I think even women should carry this in their car. If you're walking and you walk alone sometimes, it might work pretty good on people too, especially people that want to hurt women. So with that said, if you decide to go with the helmet trick, let me know. I'd like to know how it works. You just don't want it to get tangled in the spokes or the chain on your bike.